Hello, friends. It's time for the News Talk 94.9 WSJM Morning Announcements with yours truly, Jim Gifford, and my partner in crime, Spencer Rivers. Brought to you by the good people at Special Light Indicator in Benton Harbor. And there is a good chance that you have walked through a special light door when you go into a local restaurant or visit a school or a store or walk into a manufacturing plant. So thank you to Special Light Indicator in Benton Harbor and enjoy your morning announcements. 6:11 at News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see.
Hey, Spence, happy National Look Up at the Sky Day today.
Yeah, I see that it looked like it was clear out outside. Blue sky.
Well, you'll see some, at least some blue skies today.
I saw a couple stars.
Yeah, I guess I didn't even look up when I came in this morning.
Well, things are looking up.
My head was hanging low for some reason. No, it's one of those silly national days, and it's National Look Up at the Sky Day.
Okay.
It's more interesting at night than during the day, because during the day, it's either just all blue, or if you're looking in the wrong direction, you'll go blind. So, how are you this morning? Everything all right over in the newsroom here?
Everything is under control here.
Wednesday morning, the computers are not cooperating over on this side this morning.
Well,
so
that's nothing new.
What are you going to do? Technology. What the heck, huh?
Get rid of those Tandys. You know.
That's right. About time for an upgrade. So let's get after it. We are, while it is certainly cooling off, we have to keep in mind that this is pretty normal for April, honestly. We had gotten, unfortunately, a little comfortable with 60-degree weather, but that's not what we should be seeing in April. And by the way, this little system and change in the weather that's affecting us is affecting those north of us even more so, as they're looking at snow up north. The UP last night and this morning getting some snow, and they're expecting snow around the Traverse City area. I think by tomorrow, a decent part of the state of Michigan could see some snow. I don't know whether you would want to call it piling up, but nonetheless, they're talking 2 to 5 inches in the UP, maybe 1 to 3 up around Traverse City, and some areas north and east of us beyond that, an inch or so here in the lower peninsula. It'll be short-lived. It won't be around much longer, and quite frankly, if you're not going anywhere, you don't have to worry about it, because I think we won't see it here. We're kind of protected by our friend and companion, Lake Michigan. So there is that. Did you do anything yesterday outside of work?
It was about it.
That was it. Yeah. Work, go home, sleep, eat, go back to sleep, get up, work, eat, sleep, go back, eat, sleep. Yeah. I had quite an accomplished day yesterday for the middle of the week, or just a regular weekday. Got my hair cut, picked up the sprinkler system, got 10 bags of mulch, and got fitted for an oral appliance.
Wow, at Best Buy?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Oh. That's right. It's Bluetooth. It's actually more off-white tooth. And the older I get, the more off-white it is. So, I've had some dental work done recently. And so basically yesterday, I started the process of, as they say, filling in the holes.
Oh, okay.
So we'll see how that goes.
It's the first time I've heard of an oral thing like you're talking about as an appliance.
Yeah, I had not heard that myself. And that may be an older term, but I have heard that referenced before. In the old days, you just called them dentures, but, you know, you'd try to update it and make it sound better than it really is.
Oh, okay.
I felt bad for it, but also giggled along with the young lady who was performing the fitting for me. She said that, I don't know how the conversation started, something about it. It was late in the night. I asked her if this was the last her last appointment of the day. She says, boy, I sure hope so. She sounded like she'd had a rough day, and then, it turned out, she says, these things can go any which way. By these things, she meant these fittings. She says, I was barfed on the other day by an old lady.
Oh, no.
What an unfortunate job hazard.
Oh, boy.
No matter how bad your job is on a given day, at least you weren't barfed on by an old lady. Oh, man, I felt bad for her. But she was laughing about it, so yeah, I guess she just took it in stride, so to speak, hoping that she didn't slip and fall. So what else do we know here this morning? We have some a midweek kudos to pass along here today, and we'll start with the folks over at Tabor Hill. Pat's got some details on this at moodyinthemarket.com.
That's amazing.
50 years of winemaking. Big celebration this spring at Tabor Hill, and boy, what a gem that has been here for Michigan's great Southwest down through the years. And they've got to plan a very special throwback weekend dining event that'll showcase some of the favorite dishes served over the years, probably most famous for their raspberry chicken.
Ooh.
And then they'll also be releasing a new limited edition Meritage, an award-winning Grand Mark champagne after years of aging in the cellars at Tabor Hill. So you might check out their website for details on this throwback dining event. Reservations are highly recommended. Because, you know, with reduced capacity, and this will have a tremendous interest, I'm sure. I would check it out, like, now. So, or at least after the show this morning. What else? Oh, last night I watched the first in the series called The Hidden History, Understanding the Origins of Racial Inequality. The first panel was on last night. This is that series that I had Mayor Mike Gary on talking about a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
From St. Joe. So it's efforts of he and Spectrum Health Lakeland and Lake Michigan College. And they had a great panel on last night of various professors from around the country. Talking about the nation's history, the hidden history, the history that, for whatever reason, we just never learned about as kids. And, you know, quite frankly, the history you do learn as a child is pretty much surface scratching. I mean, they just give you the basic details because, you know, they don't have time. And for the most part, you don't have the mental capacity to to take in the rather nuanced and intricate history that really does represent how America came to be. But this was just fascinating and greatly appreciated. I don't know how many people logged on. There was no way for me to tell that as a viewer of this. But Mr. Connie Bear from ABC 57 was the instigator. That's the wrong word. He coordinated the whole thing on air. And again, these three professors were just fabulous and just some great information about how complicit the North was in the slave trade. You tend to think of slavery and the slave trade as being just a Southern thing, but the money was being made and the transactions were being conducted mainly by East Coast and North East Coast states, Rhode Island in particular, and others up the East Coast. But just a fascinating discussion. There's a couple more of these coming in the next couple of weeks, too. So you might check that out with Lake Michigan College. We'll have some details on their website on that, called Healing the Trauma of Racism. And again, Hidden History, Understanding the Origins of Racial Inequality. You might learn something, and that's never a bad thing. So, again, kudos to the whole crew there for pulling that together. I enjoyed that last night. It was fascinating. What else do we know here this morning? Attention, blood donors. Attention, blood donors. I should do that. I haven't given blood in a long time. You ever given blood?
Oh, sure.
Last time I did it, I was so faint, and it took me so long to recover. I don't know. I didn't do it after that, and then it slipped my mind.
But they need your help. An emergency appeal for blood donations issued by Versiti Blood Center in Michigan. They are a major donor center here in St. Joe. Out with an emergency appeal for donations after reporting the available supply has dropped to a critically low level across the entire state. Blood types O negative and O positive amongst the most dire need. So if you can, you know, you get a cookie out of it. Maybe some orange juice. I'm not sure what the routine is anymore. Like I said, it's been quite a while since.
Egg McMuffin or something.
Yeah, I don't think you can call Grubhub after after the fact. I'm sure that they you'll get whatever they have on hand. So anyway, do that if you can help at all with Versiti or the Red Cross or anybody who is doing blood drives. And I don't know if they, I know early on during the pandemic they curtailed blood drives. I don't know if they've come back to kind of a sense of normalcy there or not, or how that works. But anyway, check it out if you can help them out. They need that help. Page one of your morning announcements. An interesting thing coming out of the state of Michigan. Leaders of 36 major Michigan-based companies, including General Motors and Ford, announcing their opposition to Republican-sponsored election bills that would make it, in their mind, in the minds of many, harder to vote in Michigan and other states. Boy, the GOP is struggling here in the state of Michigan of late. They've given up the, just generally speaking, pretty much given up the fiscally responsible position they used to own. And now they're seeing a large chunk of their business base at odds with this a major legislative effort. A Republican-led state Senate will soon begin hearings on bills to require a photo ID to vote and restrict the hours in which people can drop their ballots off in curbside boxes. Doesn't appear that they're going to be quite as detailed as what happened in Georgia, but there are efforts here in Michigan to make changes to how people do and can vote here in the state. And again, some 36 Michigan-based companies, big ones, including General Motors and Ford, say that is not a good idea. Knock it off. And it's 6:23, and that's page one of your morning announcements. Down to 41 now under clear skies with winds out of the west at about 6 at News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. Start page two of your morning announcements with a be careful what you wish for story this morning. Mentioning in our last go here in page one of your morning announcements, the GOP here in Michigan struggling with some of their base support from down through the years. As a bunch of companies have said, hey. And I think that's exactly what was how it was spelled out in the memo. Hey. Back off on this effort to restrict voter abilities here in the state. But anyway, this has to do with the COVID side of things. As you know, or well know, that the Republican side of the aisle has long been critical of Governor Whitmer's administration's efforts to deal with the pandemic, not being particularly happy about or on board with her shutdown efforts here in the state. And they've got a lot of supporters in that regard as well. But they have, in their efforts to come up with a better system, long called on the administration to identify specific metrics that would be used to determine COVID restrictions on Michigan businesses. Basically saying, if the numbers hit this level, we shut this down. If they reach this level, we shut this down. If they go back above or below those levels, then we open up. And, you know, we set these specific metrics and, you know, we deal with the pandemic and the shutdowns accordingly. Unfortunately for them, I mean, they passed a Senate bill that would set those concrete cases and benchmarks and hospitalization rates to trigger shutdowns. But under that bill, as our situation currently stands, dine-in restaurant services would right now be shut down across the state.
Yeah.
And this is just like a complete 180 here, because now the governor's going, let's stay open. And had this gone into effect, we would have all been shut down again. So it's like, if this doesn't convince you that we really don't know what we're doing, then nothing will. It is an evolving and confusing situation. And this whole notion that one side or the other has all the answers is just almost nonsensical. Whitmer, of course, jumping on that from a political perspective, as you might expect, pointing out that the Senate-approved bill would trigger shutdowns if it were law, emphasizing the importance of context as opposed to specific and individual statistics being used to determine shutdowns, lockdowns, whatever you want to call it. So we'll just kind of keep limping along here, bumping from side to side and hoping we make reasonable, if not correct, decision when something new pops up in the pandemic. But boy, this state is getting a lot of attention.
I know.
Across the country because of the numbers that we're seeing here in the state of Michigan. And there was something in the Free Press the other day about the increasing numbers of kids that are ending up in the hospital, mm-hmm. young kids, saying they are not immune to this. They can get sick. They can be hospitalized. So, I don't know. If you're not a mask wearer and you don't care about social distancing, I don't suspect that anything that I say or anything that anybody up the line says is going to change your mind on that, and that's probably unfortunate. Also on the COVID front, absolutely polarizing takes on the recent decision by Johnson & Johnson to pause, or by not their decision, but decisions by governmental units and other healthcare providers to pause the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. One take on that is, see, told you they don't know what they're doing. It is dangerous. And of course, the other side is, this pause shows that safety checks are in place and they're working. So, I think so somebody, was it ABC? Maybe it was earlier this morning on First Light. They had some health expert on saying, look, 6 cases of blood clots in 6.8 million doses might be, in the grand scheme of things, insignificant. But they're not sure, so they're going to take a closer look at it. They gave the number on how many people have blood clot issues every year, and it was up in the hundreds of thousands. So it's, you know, it's very likely, if not expected, that there would be some people who got this particular vaccine that would also get a blood clot. Because they would have otherwise anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that they've only connected these blood clots at this point with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So they're going to, I don't know how for how long, but they're going to pause and take a look at it and see where we go from here. Switching now to military exercises. President Trump said out by May. President Biden says not so fast. Out by September. And now we are supposedly going to take all of our troops out of Afghanistan by September 11th. Senior military commanders advocating keeping troops in the country, arguing a premature withdrawal could lead to a collapse of the Afghan government. I didn't even know the Afghan government was up and running, quite frankly. U.S. officials say there are about 2,500 troops in Afghanistan. And even with this, and this is so confusing, all of our troops out by September 11th, but we're not withdrawing completely. What? Senior administration officials say some troops will remain in country to provide diplomatic security. That exact number not been decided. I don't know why we're okay with this notion that we will just be at war for the rest of our lives.
Right.
So, I guess for the most part, certainly combat troops, and for the most part, most troops will be out of Afghanistan by September 11th of this year. So we'll see what happens there. Are you a fan of Iron Man, the series or the comic book or any of that stuff?
Well, I watched the first movie and that's about it.
I thought that was the best one.
It was.
That was excellent. And as a kid, I was a fan of the Iron Man and the Spider-Man and any other kind of man they could come up with. But you Spencer and I and just the general public may have an opportunity in the not-too-distant future to start wearing high-tech body armor that will make you super strong and tireless, just like Iron Man. And you won't even have to implant that nuclear device in your chest like he did, or whatever that thing was that he drew his power from.
Mm-hmm.
There is technology out there right now. Basically, it's an exoskeleton. It's something you wear that sounds like it's from the Iron Man series, but it's increasingly being worn in real life around the world, and the manufacturer, one of them anyway, called California's Suit X, expects to go mainstream. Their founder said, "There's no doubt in my mind that these devices will be eventually sold at hardware stores." So you'll be able to go down to Ace Hardware and pick up an exoskeleton.
Oh, my God.
That's interesting, the pictures they show of these things. They're basically, another description might be wearable robot. They're battery-powered, computer-operated. They incorporate motors and hydraulics, and they're being used in manufacturing situations where workers are in situations where they have to lift heavy stuff or be around dangerous stuff. And again, these are designed to make you, stronger and have more endurance by incorporating this motor and hydraulic-driven exoskeleton. Consumer versions now being developed to help people more easily do everything from do-it-yourself projects to just walking, climbing stairs, other daily activities for people that might have weakened systems of some sort, either through aging or disease or that kind of thing. So there appears to be some significant upsides for this. It could very well get to a point where if the technology develops, you'd say goodbye to, if not your wheelchair, your walker, and, just strap this on and maybe he's walking through Meijer sounding like a robot.
Yeah, that'd be fun around Halloween wearing that thing, I think.
And for anybody who has ever suffered from a bad back or a weak back, this might help you, put in a patio at home and not have to worry about not being able to stand up when you've been down there and lifting stones for a while, he said, speaking from experience.
Wow. So. I hope it's not too hard to get on and off, because if there was some urgent need to use a certain room in the house.
Well, yeah, that's true. I don't know how that would work. You might sit down and crack the bowl there. I don't know how that would work. I would assume that by the time that they do have these consumer models ready to go, that they will have taken that into consideration. And there wasn't enough detail in the article to help me understand as to whether or not, you might be able to buy like a unit just for your arm or both arms.
Well,
that would be
good.
Or, just something for the upper body or something just for the lower body. And I would imagine that it would go that way if it comes to that.
That would be wonderful.
So
raking leaves or something like that.
All of these semi-robots walking around your neighborhood.
Some people look like they are anyway.
Technology's coming whether you like it or not. Here's another whether you like it or not. You might gonna have to rework your budget soon, Spence. Prices for some of your favorite things are going up. I don't know how long these price hikes will last. Sharpest increase in the last 9 years, though, in the recent March numbers out there. Higher gasoline prices accounting for about half the increase, but prices for hotel rooms, baseball tickets, haircuts also higher, and shoppers are likely spending more as they get these relief payments and so on and so forth. And also they've got accumulated savings since nobody's been going out and doing anything. And there, of course, have been traffic tie-ups at West Coast ports, shortages of steel and lumber and computer chips. 70% manufacturers paying higher prices for raw materials recently.
So. I read last night in an article that lumber prices have gone up 193% and still climbing.
That doesn't surprise me because I've seen similar articles and seen people bitching about it on social media. You know, people doing do-it-yourself home projects, you know, tiny little group of lumber. That thing cost me $140. You know,
it's
like, well, yikes. Anyway, all right, so there's page two of your morning announcements on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.